The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat Kenny. Professor Donal O'Shea, HSE Clinical Lead on Obesity, is with me. Good morning, Donal.
Good morning, Jonathan.
This healthy weight campaign, it's an interesting target group, the 20s and the 30s, when people would traditionally be at their fittest and their healthiest. Are you noticing a change that requires intervention?
Yeah, no, I mean, we have the population demographics, and we know that between 25 and 35 is when the upward trend in weight gain happens to the greatest number of people at the greatest pace. And this campaign is quite radical, and really it's a first of its type in the world, is targeting a very specific age group that are at risk for weight gain. It's using social media, it's using background, social media communicators to give the right information as opposed to the negative disinformation that tends to surround the obesity space. So we're hoping that by getting people to focus on the four pillars, we're calling it, of healthy eating, being more physically active, managing your stress and managing your sleep, all of those contribute to a healthier weight. And, you know, between your 20s and 30s, that's when you leave college, start a job, get a car, maybe have a kid, stop playing sport, maybe lose a family member for the first time. They're all things that, if you don't manage them well and you don't prioritise your own health, we know that there's an upward drift in individuals' weight.
Yeah, absolutely. And anyone who ever has their first or second child, then all of the good, healthy things that they used to do tend to go out the window because you've someone in your life who's fully dependent on you. That can result in the waistline expanding. Look, I suffered from that myself. I don't mind saying that. And it takes a lot more effort to lose that weight afterwards. So is prevention better than cure?
Absolutely. And that's what we want to do is change the narrative. People shouldn't be blaming themselves. They shouldn't be self-stigmatizing. When any article appears on obesity, people tell me, people living with obesity, if you go on social media, they say, oh, just get off the couch and stop eating the burgers. Eat less, move more isn't the treatment for obesity. This campaign is not about treating obesity. This is about preventing the weight gain that we know happens at a particular pace in a particular block in your life for reasons that when you stand back and think about them are actually quite obvious. So being aware and managing your stress, managing your sleep, managing your physical activity and your nutrition will help you to arrive at your late 30s at a healthier weight. And that's a massive investment in your future health.
How do you convince people, though, to make interventions at a time when they are very stressed and there's a lot of things going on in their lives? What can they do to prevent the same things happening to them as would have happened to me?
Yeah, no, I think it's about, people who understand are more likely to take action and proactive action and having a conversation that's balanced about this, because people in their 20s and 30s don't think about their weight. They don't think about weight gain. As you said, when a kid arrives, the mother has had all the hormonal induced weight change that happens in pregnancy. But the impact on the dad after the kid arrives is massive in terms of lifestyle change. So it's about being aware of that, talking about it, and seeing what action you can take. And, if you go to the website, there's very good supporting information around these four pillars at gov.ie /healthy weight.
It's funny, the nutrition side of it, Donal, we tend to kind of just fall into bad habits, particularly when we're stressed. So if you're busy and you haven't had time, you're more likely to get a takeaway or to eat food that would be less healthy, something that's quick and you can shove in the oven. But we know that's the stuff that's bad for you. You can't use a website to manufacture time. So how can people change that?
Again, it's about awareness. The website and the Safe Food website gives very good healthy meal plans that don't take ages. You have to be aware of how society and the food industry are pushing the highly processed, high salt, high fat, high sugar foods. You go in now and already the Christmas selection boxes are stacked high and priced low.
I didn't even see them yet. Are they already in the supermarkets?
They're already in the supermarkets. So, you know, I'm gobsmacked. It used to be straight after Halloween.
Halloween, yeah. We've jumped that shark.
It's now back to school. So,
yeah, they're out there. Safefood.net/healthy-eating is the website. You can go and have a look at some of the advice that's on there. A search for the Healthy Weight campaign that was launched yesterday. Thank you very much for coming in to join us, Professor Donal O'Shea, HSE Clinical Lead on Obesity.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.